Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a really nice, relaxing weekend. I've had family come. I was in Houston last holiday weekend. Finally had the chance to catch my breath, channeling the inner main character. I can't ever remember his name from the movie Office Space. When he was asked what he would do if he won $1 million, my activity level this weekend could be described as follows. I did nothing, and it was everything I ever thought it could be. Okay? I mean, I went out and about just a little bit, ran a few errands, got some new headphones so I don't have to steal Lonzo's anymore. Really did absolutely nothing, and I needed to do nothing for a period of time. Lonzo, how often do you enjoy nothingness?
All I got to do is look in my brain and enjoy nothingness. No, I love not doing anything. Unfortunately, my weekend was the exact opposite of that. So, I mean, good for you being able to take it easy. I actually drove 48 minutes to go to that pizza place I was talking about.
Why?
Because I didn't know that they existed here.
You went to Donato's.
And a listener told us that there was one in Boiling Springs, and I asked my wife, is like, you know.
Why didn't you go to the one by your house?
Because there are no Donato's there. There's only one that we know of, and it's there. And it's like, let's go see if it's the same thing. Let's see if it's like the one in Ohio. So it basically was a two-hour round trip, going there, eating, bringing food
back. Was it worth it?
Definitely worth it, yes.
Definitely worth it. Yes. Do you have a new favorite pizza spot?
Well, that's always going to be my favorite pizza, but I don't know if I'm going to do that very often. No.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
That's a pretty good trip for me. It's not now if I'm going there from here, it's not nearly as far, but maybe once a month, possibly.
Folks, this segment is going to test your honesty, and it is something I need to do because if you're honest with yourselves, if you're objective when evaluating anything or anyone, you can list the good and the bad. When I evaluate Lonzo, I can list the good and the bad. When he evaluates me, I think he has an easier time listing the bad than the good. But it is, you know, if you're being objective, it's not hard to do. I can tell you the strength and flaws of everyone in my family, if you'd like. But my experience in this area thus far, okay, and I've crossed the 4.5 month marker here, show number 89. Lonzo, we have been here 138 days. I've been here 138 days, and I've hosted exactly 11 days worth of shows. 24-hour day, right? I've hosted exactly 11 days worth of shows here. So be that as it may, my impression of this area is that people are largely and wildly loyal to their team. So much so that the area to me, and I love it here, folks, and I don't want you to think that I don't, but I've seen quite a bit of homer behavior both outside of this building and inside of this building when I host this show. There's homers on the South Carolina side, there's homers on the Clemson side, and that's really it. I don't really see homers for the Carolina Panthers, homers for the Georgia Bulldogs. I haven't really experienced that. But regardless of what side you're on, you've drawn a line, and your sharp pointy arrows will only be shot at the other side until now. Here is where your humble correspondent, your humble host, Mark Ryan, challenges you on this program today, okay? And here is the challenge, should you choose to accept it. I need you to tell me what you don't like about your school, what you don't like about your campus, what you don't like about your brand, what you don't like about your football team, what you don't like about your coach. Okay? And you're saying, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm pro Clemson. I'm pro South Carolina. I'm not going to do that. Lonzo looked at me like I had eight eyes when I just asked him this during the break, which is only the third time that that's happened on the show here today. So I'm doing pretty well so far. But the reality is there are things that you don't like about your school that you either don't admit to anybody or you admit privately. And on this show, I permit you to create an alias, a fake name if you'd like, or you can go with the name that you have and chime in and give us a ring and let us know what it is. What about your school do you wish was better? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. And Twitter is there for you as well. Our policy is if you follow us, we will get to your tweets on the air. At ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word for Lonzo, at Mark Ryan on Air, M-A-R-C Ryan on Air, for yours truly. And also email Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. What about your school? Can you honestly say and admit you wish were different? All right. And points to you if you can actually do this. Points to you if you can actually take part in this. So let's start on my end, shall we? On my end, my school, my alma mater, the University of Florida, to show you how this little ditty works. Okay. I love my alma mater dearly. But orange is the worst color known to man. Sorry, Clemson, I have to put up with it as well. Orange with blue looks no better than it does with purple. The only orange you will ever see me wear is a trim that is 95% blue. So I'll wear a blue shirt with orange trim. You'll never catch me wearing orange. I look jaundiced when I have it on. Orange is a god-awful color. You know what else is god-awful? The policy against weed at the University of Florida campus. You have to get busted with weed in your blood test or urine profile 6 times to be kicked off the team. 6 times. I mean, like, first time is a warning. Second time, you miss one game. Third time, you miss 2 or 3 games. It's a total joke. How about first time, half a season, second time, whole season, third time, you're off the team for good. Never play again. So you see, I've just given you 2 things that I don't particularly care for at my school. I think the color scheme is awful. I don't understand why, if you're the Gators, why are the colors not green and black? Wouldn't that be a much better color scheme than orange and blue? What is it? What does orange and blue have to do with a Gator? It makes no sense. The pot policy is also a total joke, right? There is my team. There is my team. I also have a list. I've gone around the building today, and I got a list from South Carolina fans, and I've gotten a list from Clemson fans as to what they like or what they don't like about their own school. All right? So let's keep it rolling, and Rick joins us up first. Rick, thanks so much for the call. You're offsides. Rick, you have been the first volunteer to step up to the firing squad here today. And mad props to you.
And I will, too.
Thank you. Rick, who's your team? Clemson fan. What do you not like?
I'm a Clemson fan. I hate the orange. Clemson orange makes me sick, okay?
I love it.
Also, who rubs a damn rock? That is the stupidest thing in the world. Who
Listen
rubs
to this
a rock?
Guy. I love it.
Okay. Third of all, I like big, but they got the biggest, fattest women at Clemson in the world. Have you ever been to the game? I don't like it.
I'm having a hard time believing you're a Clemson fan with all these things that you're saying here, Rick.
I am a Clemson fan die hard, okay?
Okay.
I went to Clemson. My kids went to Clemson. But, you know, Dabo Swinney needs to get a little bad in him. He's too goody-goody, okay? Cheat a little bit. Everybody else does. Cheat a little bit, Dabo.
Well, maybe he is. You don't know.
Okay. I don't think so. I know Dabo. He is a He is a good man. He's too goody-goody. Please, cheat a little bit, okay? Gamble on the games. Do something, okay?
By the way, I was motioning to Lonzo, Rick. I already know that I want this call to be the portion of the show that we tweet out on social media today. Your call.
Well, thank you.
This has been fantastic. So, Rick, in summary, is calling in, and he claims to be a Clemson fan. He says the orange sucks. He says, who the hell rubs a rock? That's dumb as hell. He says the women at Clemson games look like they've eaten a pulled pork sandwich or none.
They rode cows, okay? They ride cows into the game. Okay?
They ride cows into the game. And then Dabo is too goody-goody. Dabo is too goody-goody. Yeah. Now, Lonzo, you have a quizzical look on your face here, Lonzo. Do you buy that Rick is a Clemson fan?
Well, he's saying he is, and there's no way he would call a radio station and not tell the truth, right?
I think he would. Right. I think he absolutely would tell the truth. Rick is a Clemson fan.
I love Clemson. I go to the games. But I'm tired of them watching them run down a hill and rub a rock. I mean, get something else, okay? Please.
Do you expect the rock to grant your wishes here, Rick? It's something else.
I mean, yeah. We're not Irish, okay? Don't rub the rock. Okay.
Rick, I absolutely love it, man. Great phone call. Thank you so much. Lonzo, let's file that away, and let's make sure we describe what that is. You know, we challenged listeners today to name something they don't like about their school, about their program, about everything going along with it. And Rick showed up, and he showed up in a major, major way in that particular segment. Let's see. Okay. You're welcome on the Donatos, says Jonathan in Millwood. Maybe he was the one who referred that to you.
Thanks, Jonathan.
And as a Clemson fan, I absolutely hate USC being our rival. We need a rival that's relevant. That's not something you hate about your school, though, sir or ma'am. That's something, you know, even when you're supposed to say something you don't like about you, it's something you don't like about your rival. So, Lonzo, I'll pose the challenge to you right here, right now, okay? You hate Clemson with the fire of 1,000 suns. I think it's not a very becoming look to you, sir, honestly. But I would like to know, you have been tasked with answering this question about your beloved South Carolina Gamecocks, something about the university, the campus, the football program, the colors. What do you not like about your team, about your program?
See, it would be sad and it wouldn't be good radio if I said there was absolutely nothing that, you know, that I don't get what you're doing here.
I respect the heck out of Rick for that phone call. That's what I'm doing. I want to see who's willing to be honest. Because the reality is, Lonzo, even if you have a favorite kid, right, there's something about that kid that needs some work. Right.
Well, I think I've already vented many times about what I don't like about South Carolina, and that's Will Muschamp and his lack of being able to coach people to actually tackle someone. And that's not going to change until they actually have a decent defense. Something else I don't like about South Carolina is how stinking hot it is there. You haven't got to go to a game.
Why is it hotter there than here?
Well, some people,
it's closer to the water.
Some people, mostly Clemson fans, would call it the armpit of the state. I've heard them say that before. It's very sticky there and very humid. Very humid.
Really?
It probably would remind you of Texas from what you've described. So you have to go to a game.
It's closer to the water, though. You would think that you would have a little bit of a breeze there of some kind, being closer to the water than we do up here. I found the weather here, even in June here, Lonzo, it'll be very, very mild, actually.
You will. When you go to Columbia, you'll notice a difference right away. I don't know why, but it's like that. That's something they can't really change unless they move the team. As far as team colors, I love the colors. I can't really go against that. I don't know. That's about it. I mean, I don't like Will Muschamp. Is that enough?
No, I like what you're saying about the weather, too. I like what you say. Don't like that Willie B is not on campus. What does that mean?
The stadium is not on South Carolina's campus. It's in
downtown. Oh, I see what he's saying. I see what he's saying there. Okay, yeah, that's really, really bad. Somebody else says Rick is not a Clemson fan. He's a dumbass bear. B-A-E-R. I have no idea what that means, but we'll roll with it. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share with you. I found
Wait, South was he an actual bear?
It says B
like Smokey the
Bear. He's a dumbass B A E R. That's what it says. Which is not a very nice thing to say about Rick, who, by the way, is the one person that had the guts to do what I asked you to do. And this further supports my notion that this area is filled with homers on either side, right? Now, I know that you like the show because you like somebody that you feel is somewhat in the middle here. And that's a big reason why you like the show. And that's why you grab.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gravitate toward the show. But I'm asking for you to take a little dose of Mark Ryan and be able to look at your team objectively. What do you not like about them? I'll share with you what South Carolina fans, what Clemson fans in the building do not like about themselves next when Offsides with Mark Ryan continues right here on ESPN Upstate.
You know what? We're about to hit that time of day where you just came back from lunch and it's in between, you know, lunch and your time to get off and you're getting hungry. And you're getting hungry because you're on that diet. And on that diet, you can only eat certain foods. There's just things that you cannot do and you can't wait till your next meal. And then that meal is not enough. And you just don't know what to do right now. Your energy's lacking. You need to go with the health there and not a stinking diet. Because diets don't work. The health there is a plan, and a plan will work. And trust me, you will not be hungry. You won't be suffering that time of day where everyone else lags. You'll be full of energy and probably be hated by your fellow employees because you have that energy. And you want to be that guy, don't you? You want to lose that weight. And you're going to lose that weight on the health there because it's an easy plan. It's so easy that even I can do it. And if I can do it, you can do it. Trust me. And you won't have to starve yourself, as I said. You won't have to inject yourself. You won't have to wait for food in the mail. You can eat fast food and carbs with the health there, and you will lose weight in 30 days, guaranteed, or your money back. And it's real easy to get started. Go to idaregreenville.com. Fill out some information, and one of the health there coaches will bring you in for a free consultation and get you on the road to losing that weight. Go to idaregreenville.com today. And when you're there, make sure you tell them that Lonzo dared you.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you guys are doing swimmingly. So Brandon Beasley is a Clemson fan, and maybe, Lonzo, maybe the problem is South Carolina fans have been beaten up so much that they're not willing to chime in with anything they don't like about their particular school, because I think Clemson fans are doing pretty well at this. Brandon Beasley on Twitter says, you'll have to tell me what this is, Lonzo, too. The woo-hoo is tiger rag can die a slow, painful death. The hell's that? What is that?
I know what tiger rag is. That's the sound of, that's their fight song.
Okay. Woo-hoo is tiger rag. And this guy, you can tell he's a Clemson guy. He's got the paw in his name. Says it can die a slow, painful death, right? So if you're just joining us, we are asking you for a moment of complete and total objectivity and honesty. Because in my opinion, I have found our area here to be particularly homerish. South Carolina fans will not say a bad word about their side, and they just hurl insults at the Clemson side, and the same goes true from Clemson towards South Carolina fans. So I'm asking you, because even if you're the parent to three children and you have one child that behaves incredibly well, there's something about that particular child that they could be better at, that they could be doing better. There's something about your beloved school, even if you consider it a member of your family, which I think is a mistake. But if you consider your school to be a member of your family, there's something about your school, your football program, your campus that you wish were different, that you wish were better. And you can even call in, if you'd like, with an alias, with a different name, so you don't have to hold yourself to this, and no one can call you out on this. But I want to know, what do you not like about your school, your program? I shared with you what I don't particularly care for about Florida. We took a call from Rick, who is a Clemson fan, and Rick said, look, the orange is disgusting. Petting a rock is stupid. The women at Clemson look like they've eaten a pulled pork sandwich or nine. And Dabo is too goody-goody. Those are not my words. Those are the words of Rick, who called in. Okay? So I will now share with you, and the phone lines are open for you there at 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Is there a Clemson fan is there a South Carolina fan that's willing to admit what he doesn't like or she doesn't like about their university? I went around the building today, and I found South Carolina fans. We work in a building of between 75 and 100 people. Lonzo and I do. And I found South Carolina fans, and I found Clemson fans, and I gave them a few minutes while food was cooking, Lonzo. And I said, hey, you know what? I need what you don't like about your school. What do you not like about it? Okay, so here is what I've heard about South Carolina from South Carolina fans. Everyone knows and is aware of leading the nation in ejections. They understand and they grasp that it's not a good look. Okay. Number two, the fact that they have to share their campus with downtown Columbia. They don't like sharing the downtown. See, in Gainesville, Florida, UF is Gainesville. I didn't know that there was even a town named Clemson when I moved here. I thought Clemson, the university, was the town, right? I didn't know that there was a city named Clemson. I didn't know. Little town. Didn't know. No idea. There's no distinction made between the city and the university there. But, with South Carolina, you know that Columbia is the city, that Columbia is a larger size city in this state, a very respectable city, and people don't like sharing the campus with downtown. This was also mentioned to me. Will Muschamp is not overly dynamic as a personality, somewhat boring, somewhat sleepy, not really instilling a ton of excitement in the program and in the fan base. And then fourth, these are all coming from South Carolina fans, mind you. The history for the Gamecocks in football is the picture of mediocrity. And I had somebody say to me, "And mediocrity is being nice to what the history of Gamecock football is." So, South Carolina fans, when asked, "What do you not like about your school?" they said, "We lead the nation in ejections. We share the campus with downtown. We don't like that. Will Muschamp is not dynamic, and our history is the picture of mediocrity. And that's why so many Gamecocks fans have an inferiority complex. Now let's move to Clemson. And even among Clemson fans, I don't know why we're finding this, Lonzo, but we're finding that Clemson fans are willing to be more open and honest about what their beefs with their own school than Gamecocks fans are. And it continued when I was going around the office as well. Clemson fans in the office said that there is a Wizard of Oz-like level of secrecy that is unbecoming and annoying with them. And I'm going to share why, another example of that, I'm going to share why at the top of the hour here, okay? But there's a Wizard of Oz level of secrecy where you never get to see behind the curtain, and I'm a really big transparency guy. I was told that it's 20 minutes to a movie theater or 30 minutes to a Walmart at Clemson. Nearest of each of the above, you've got a haul to get to either one. Number three, and this came from a Clemson fan, mind you, okay? Clemson arrogance. Clemson arrogance. Lonzo, you speak to that on a regular basis. I was told, these are words that have been told to me, that Clemson fans act like they're on an Alabama level, and they haven't been on an Alabama level, but really since January. They beat Alabama one time, and they've been acting like they're at this level for the last 5 years. I've also been told that Clemson fans, another example of the arrogance, is that they're right even when they're wrong. Okay? You can't, there's no debating them. There's no debating them. And whereas Clemson has gone from geek to chic in college football, they don't remember that they weren't always at this place. And this is coming from Clemson fans. They said many fans don't remember that we haven't always been here. They act like, you know, their stuff don't stink and that we've been at this level forever. And the reality is just a few short years ago, we weren't here. So Clemson has gone from geek to chic, but they've forgotten their inner geek. They've forgotten it completely, right? And then there's the somewhat, in my opinion, reeking of a little bit of insecurity. The whole we're the real Death Valley thing that I was told about. You know who the real Death Valley is? Baton Rouge and LSU. Baton Rouge and LSU are the real Death Valley. And you know why they're the real Death Valley? Because they don't need to go tell anybody they're the real Death Valley. When you're the real one of anything, it's just obvious. You don't need to go to people. People come to you. And people come to LSU because they want to go to the real Death Valley. In Shakespearean plays, there is the line that says, "Thou doth protest too much." The person guilty is often protesting against it very, very much. The fan base guilty of not having the real Death Valley, Clemson, is so busy sharing that they're the real Death Valley. Well, that makes it obvious that you're not the real Death Valley, because the real Death Valley doesn't need to complain that they are. Okay? You never see LSU doing that. They are the true and real Death Valley. Now, Clemson's home field advantage is something that has been building over the last 2-3 years. LSU's has been there for 25 years. I got a cup of bodily fluid dumped on my head at an LSU game. I was in the band when they upset number one Florida at an LSU game. They tore down the goalposts and they rammed it into the band. Okay, one of the long legs of the goalpost. They rammed it into the band. They rocked our bus coming in. They mooned our bus coming in. That's what Death Valley looks like. That's what Death Valley feels like, folks. Not the picnic atmosphere at Clemson. I'm sorry. You're classier than they are. There's no doubt about that, but Death Valley ain't about class. Okay, it's not. All right. Let's see. Oh, Silver Fox, South Carolina, new fox.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Delaware, thank you, Silver Fox. He says, I do not like the cursive Carolina logo. He's putting a thumbs down and a barfy emoji for that. And then Brandon Beasley, Alonzo, if you could pull the Clemson Yoo-hoo for us. He's sending that to me so we can play that on the air if you can pull that for us. But first, let's get to Neil, who wants to share his dislikes about his team, and he does so right now. Neil, props to you. It's not easy to do for people in a very homer area here, Neil. What do you got?
Well, let me say two things. I think you're missing before I talk about my teams. I heard you say it's easier for Clemson fans to admit. Well, that's just like if you have a really hot girl, Mark. She's like, let's say you got a group of five girls and she's by far the hottest and she's got one little hair underneath her chin. Of course, it's easy for her to pinpoint that because there's not much else wrong with her. Clemson right now doesn't have much going wrong. So it's easy for them to pinpoint the little things that they do got going wrong because there's not much. It's way easier than when you're like South Carolina, who's, you know, known their history is of losing. So, of course, when you got somebody like with a bad self-esteem, they've got so many things they don't like, they don't want to start mentioning any of them.
I love
it. The second thing is, I heard you talk about how around this area people like to talk about the other team. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love about this area. Because I can tell you right now, I've been a 49er fan since 1981. The way I became a 49er fan was I always pulled against everything that my brother pulled for. Of course, Gamecock Billy. And I remember when they beat Dallas in the 81 championship game, he hated the 49ers after that. So, of course, I started pulling for them. And from this day, I can tell you right now, my whole garage, I've told you that before, my whole garage is painted 49er. I love the 49ers, but I can tell you, I can almost get as much satisfaction by seeing the Cowboys lose every Sunday that I do when the 49ers win. I can promise you that it's probably neck and neck. That's what makes me love this area is because it's not only that we, you know, take care of our own teams, but we really do hate the opposing teams. As far as the overall, what you're talking about, the teams, I'll start with the Lakers. First of all, the Lakers fans always feel entitled, which drives me absolutely crazy. What happened back in the 80s, what happened, you know, 2000, 2001, 2002. I mean, that's over now. We're not entitled to anything. We still have to build a team. We still have to win. I also hate the yellow that they use in their colors. It's just ugly. So that's the two things about the Lakers.
This is great. This is one of my favorite segments, Neil, like watching people do what doesn't come naturally for them. You know, because people treat their teams like they're their families, right? So basically, I'm asking you to trash your family and be objective about it, and you're doing it. You've done that with me. You're like, Mark, I love the show. Here's what I don't like about it. X, Y, and Z, right? You've done that with me before.
I love it, man. I love being honest. My 49ers, who have been my longest tenure team, like I said, I started pulling for them in 81. I was 6 years old. So I tell you what I don't like about them. Number one, I don't like how they treated Eddie DeBartolo, who I think was one of the greatest owners in sports. They pretty much trash canned him. So I can't, you know, I don't like that. In some ways, I don't like what they did with Kaepernick, even though some of the things I think he deserved, but other things I think he did not. I don't like how we still live in 1994, the last time we won anything. You know, now we've won 5 out of 6 since we lost to Baltimore a few years back, 2012. Other than that, everything about the 49ers I can pull for.
Yeah, I just listed 10 things I don't like about them, but everything else is perfect, right? Okay.
Well, I mean, those things aren't big things. It's just how they've pretty much treated people almost.
Right.
And the last one is the Gators. There's one thing.
Orange
the only thing sucks. I can think of
Orange sucks, and you know it sucks.
I don't like orange, but I'm colorblind, so it doesn't bother me that much because orange is one of the colors that I have a hard time seeing.
Be glad you can't see it, Neil. Be glad.
I know it's ugly.
Yeah.
I will say this, and I think it's kind of the carryover from the 49ers. How we did Steve Spurrier still just gets under my skin because as much as I love Urban Meyer and what he did for the University of Florida, as far as a football coach, off the field it's a totally different situation. But as much as I love him, Steve Spurrier, the old ball coach, to me, still is who put Florida on the map and still is probably my favorite coach ever. And I guess the other thing I don't like about Florida, and I know you're going to disagree with this, is Mike White. I've been wanting to get rid of him for a while, and I just cannot pull for that guy. I don't know what it is about him. I think he tries to be too much like Billy Donovan, personally. So
There you go.
Anyways, fun segment, Mark.
There you
appreciate
go, buddy. Thanks, Neil. Do appreciate it. Doesn't like how they did with how they dealt with Spurrier at UF. Really spoiled his spuds, to use our winning entry in the Mark Newsang contest. Alonzo, we had another call that came in. What were they saying?
Rick called back, and he couldn't go back on the air again. And he said he forgot to mention the one thing he hates about his team, Clemson, is that they raise their arms too much and the women never shave those.
I'm having armpits. A hard time believing that dude is really a Clemson fan, so to speak. All right, we're going to have woo-hoo when we come back, Alonzo? And Mike, you're going to share with me what this is?
Maybe.
All right, plus either or is coming your way next. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you. All right. So, Lonzo, let's hear what this Clemson woo-hoo is all about.
I just want to say I don't want to play this.
Okay, thank you for doing so. So there's a Clemson fan, Brandon, that doesn't like that. Let me tell you, that was awesome to be on the field for at the spring game. To be able to hear 50,000 plus screaming that at the top of their lungs, that was awesome, man. It was incredible. It was awesome.
It's ridiculous. I never want to hear it ever again.
Well, of course
again.
You don't want to hear it ever again, but you got to admit it's kind of badass.
No,
it's kind of cool.
No, it's not, because they get almost to the end and they forget the letter. I mean, that's just...
What do you mean they forget the letter?
C-L-E-M-S-O. Hey, buddy, what's the next letter?
You think that's how it goes?
Oh, yeah.
You really think that's how it goes? All right. I like the Clemson woohoo, but Brandon, who's a Clemson fan, does not. If you're just joining us, we've been asking you for a moment of honesty. What do you not like about your school, your football program, your campus? We've gotten a lot of great submissions on that, but now it's time to do a little ditty we call Either Or. Either Or... Lonzo, I teased it. I swear to God, go back and play the tape. Yeah, Lonzo looks like he's having a heart attack because he's not ready for it. And Lonzo, if you go back and roll the tape, I guarantee you will hear either
or. Oh, no. No, I will not.
What do you want to bet? Ladies and gentlemen, did I say either or was coming up next? Did I or did I not say either or was coming up next? So Lonzo didn't have it ready. You should have seen the look on his face, the sheer fear.
It's not about not having that ready. It's about not having any. That's what.
Okay. Well,
doesn't mean I won't by the time.
Well, we'll do mine today. It won't be the first time I've completely carried you, Lonzo, and it won't be the last, I'm sure, right? So in any case, Lonzo doesn't listen to the teases, ladies and gentlemen. And it's on the rundown as well, but I got it to you kind of late today, right? I did. All right, either or starts right now. So that's what's happening today. Huh? That's how the show's going to go. All right, Lonzo, someone complimenting your lady's appearance in your presence. Onsides or offsides? You're with her, you're out to dinner with the wife. Somebody comes by the table and says, I just have to let you know, ma'am, you are absolutely gorgeous. Onsides or offsides, complimenting your lady's appearance in your presence?
It depends on your age. If you are in your 60s and someone comes by and says that to your wife, that is definitely onside. It's onside.
Okay.
Because that will make your wife's day if you're elderly, and I think that would be great. If you're somewhere between 18 and 50 or 18 and 55, no. They're hitting on your girl. That's what they're doing.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're hitting on her big time. They're basically saying, I know he's not telling you this, but I'm going to tell you this. So you should come over and get some of this
age,
and get away from him.
The age determines everything there for you.
I think it does.
I have always viewed the complimenting of the girl. Okay, so I went to Houston, okay, to visit someone really special to me, and she posted and I posted, you know, when I was there, and she's in the pictures and they're on my Twitter feed. And I got told by at least three different people that I outkicked my coverage, Lonzo, that I outkicked my coverage here. And that's a compliment of your lady's appearance. And I've always taken that as a compliment, because even though the dude saying you're gorgeous right in front of your face might want to be going home with your lady, she's going home with you. And I've never dated anyone that I wasn't confident that they were going home with me. Never dated anyone that I felt insecure about, right? So I take complimenting the lady's appearance as a compliment. Now, let me ask you this, Lonzo. Let me ask you. If I went to let's say a popular establishment, okay, and let's say I found 10 couples, and I went up to 10 couples. I'm thinking about doing this as a social experiment. And I said to the 10 couples, I said to the woman, I'm sorry to interrupt you, too. You look like you're having a nice time. I just need to say you are absolutely gorgeous, looking gorgeous tonight. What out of 10, how many of the 10 males do you think take that well?
Zero.
Zero out of 10 take that well. Really? Okay. So do you think I might not survive that social experiment?
I think you wouldn't make it past 3.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. The third one's probably going to bust you up.
Okay.
I have one, by the way.
All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, onside or offside, the host of a show telling people to unfollow or follow Lonzo so he stays at 666.
Are you at 666 right now?
It moved up and then it moved right back
good
down.
Good for you.
Because people are listening to you, and
you.
That is completely offside.
Good for you guys. I love you for doing it. You know, we had to explain to Lonzo earlier in the show what 666 actually means.
Yeah, don't even try that.
And we want to keep him right at 666 because he doesn't like it. All right. I noticed this. So the Spurs Up podcast, the Spurs Up show, Clemson Baseball, they have quote tweeted Clemson Baseball here, Lonzo. Clemson Baseball tweeted, final, Jacksonville State downs the Tigers 9-2. Thank you to all our fans for your support this season. The Spurs Up show quote tweets this with, go Cox. Okay? So they're running smack at Clemson. Here's the thing. Trashing your rival when your team is out of the whole thing. Onsides or offsides? I'll go first, Lonzo. It is offsides. You can trash your rival if you're ahead or more advanced than what your rival is. You cannot trash your rival, as the Spurs show did, when your butts are at home not even playing. That carries no water whatsoever. That is, to me, the lowest level of fan. Dude who trashes Florida losing a game when Florida State is actually 5-7 this year.
What team did they lose to again, Clemson?
Yeah, and where is South Carolina again? Are they even in the tournament to Jacksonville State?
I'm asking you what team. Do you know what Jacksonville State's mascot is?
The Cox, right.
It's the Gamecocks.
They get it. But you're running smack and you're not in the tournament.
Listen.
So offsides.
No, it's onsides definitely, because you're just talking about homerism and how much the rivalry is around here. I think it's great. I think it's awesome.
No, you don't get to run smack when you're not in the dance. Okay,
they are
just
rooting for fellow Gamecocks.
Goes.
It has nothing to do with them.
You know, it was interesting in basketball. Nobody really ran smack because nobody could run smack, right? I mean, what are Clemson fans going to say? At least we made the NIT? Right? No, nobody could run smack. But in this, for Gamecocks fan to run smack on Clemson fan, crime against humanity right there, man. All right, up next. I had a negative experience over the weekend that I want to share with you, and it was really, really odd. You ever have one of those negative experiences that kind of feels surreal, like it didn't really just happen? I'll share mine with you from the weekend next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about my friends at the Blue Ridge Law Firm. It's a law firm for blue-collar people, and Joseph Armstrong has over 25 years of experience with over 100 trials. And really, the mantra of the office here is that they're going to be your guide. This isn't the stuffy lawyer from across town that you feel like you have to be rich in order for him to represent you. Oh, no, Joseph Armstrong is one of you because he's been one of you for a number of years. Whether you've got personal injury from auto accidents, workers' comp, hurt on the job, criminal situations, probation, real estate issues going on, I'll tell you what, Joseph Armstrong and the Blue Ridge Law Firm is your guy. We understand and we work with your financial hardships. And if you're missing a paycheck because you've gotten hurt, the Blue Ridge Law Firm is who you need to call. 298-0000. So easy to remember here in our area. That's 298-0000 for Joseph Armstrong and the Blue Ridge Law Firm. A check on Twitter and the text line. Let's see here. Thanks for the woohoo song, Brandon Beasley. I don't know why you don't like it. Silver Fox SC helping a brother out. Appreciate it, buddy. Michael Stathakis says, we, South Carolina, beat Clemson straight up in baseball. We can run as much smack as we want. Yeah, but you didn't make the tournament, Michael. They finished ahead of you. You know, you may have won one race. You may have won the battle, but they won the war. They really did. I mean, they didn't fare overly well in the war, but at least they were in the battle, right? A check on the text line where, remember, we were asking some of you to name something you don't like about the school you pull for. Don't like Ray Tanner as the athletic director, says a South Carolina fan. Don't fall for it, Mark. These are chicken fans chiming in to say bad things about Clemson. That's what one buddy felt like. One person felt like, and somebody said, okay, publicly complimenting your lady in front of your face, onsides or offsides. A texter says, onsides, she's going home with me anyway. That's exactly right. And then finally, a texter said, even I agreed that the Gamecocks beating Clemson in the regionals was a trip, as far as ironic goes, but all SEC teams have gotten complacent right now. All right, Lonzo, so this was kind of a surreal moment for me. I'm leaving a store on Saturday, and I'm going onto Woodruff Road, which is probably in and of itself a bad idea, right? So I'm going onto Woodruff Road, and you can picture what I'm saying. I need to turn right, because right is the easiest thing to do. If I'm turning left, I've got to go across four lanes of traffic. Right. And I'm second in line to do so. And I see that the car in front of me has their left signal on. And I'm thinking to myself, this doesn't look smart here. Like, I'm looking at what the road looks like. There's four cars in the island in the middle. There's tons of cars coming each way. I'm looking at the car in front of me and I'm saying to myself, I would be taking a right here and then I'd be turning around somewhere. I'm not going to try to take a left to where I got to zoom through 3 to 4 lanes of traffic. So anyway, does this story have a happy ending? I will share the conclusion of said story with you next. Plus, we're going to get to the biggest headlines, a TV show recommendation from me to you. All of that and so much more is coming up in the final hour of the most interactive sports radio show in South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.